How many times you get lost?
I didn't get lost any time. We did not. We ended up in the boondocks somewhere down around there, but that wasn't lost. That's the way that thing took us.
That's scenic ground, huh?
Yeah. You made me think of your... Shh. Anyways.
Down in the hollers.
Yeah, it was the hollers, all right. Anyways, we did have a real good time, and the meetings were really good. The ladies spoke real well. The move of the Spirit was there. You sensed His presence. And I thanked the Lord. And yesterday, as I was at home, I thought I was going to do a lot of work, but I only done a couple things. I said, I can't do no more. I'm tired. But anyways, when I was standing there this morning, I said, Lord, I don't have anything. And He said, oh, yes, you do. And He took me right to the page that I had been reading, and it was in my devotional. And I'm going to talk this morning, just for a bit, because it isn't going to be very long, about how internal blessings show externally. And I thought, boy, that's pretty good from what that lady even spoke, and what she spoke to us on Friday night. It says, therefore, if any person... in Christ, if he's in Christ, he is a new creation. The old, the previous, the more the spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and the new has come.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person, and the old life is gone. And a new life has begun. Hallelujah. When God baptizes us in the Holy Ghost, I felt like that it was just something out of this world. Like He just was moving on me. Like nobody could take what I got away from me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He did something on the inside of
yes.
me. And it showed on the outside of me.
Oh, yes,
internal
Lord.
Changes last. They do last. They just don't come. They just don't go. And it keeps showing up in everything that we do. People will know. That is why you can't really be a closet Christian. I hope we have none of them here. If you are saved, it will show to others. If you say you are saved, but nothing has changed in your life, something is definitely wrong.
Amen.
Something is definitely wrong.
Come on.
When Jesus comes in to live in you, He will get involved with you, and He will live, and He will show you what to do. He will show you how to do it. He will move upon you. He will guide you. He will direct you in all areas. Christians are brand new people on the inside. The Holy Spirit gives them new life. They are not the same anymore. We are now reformed, rehabilitated, and re-educated. We are new creations.
Amen.
We are recreated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're living for the Lord. At conversions, we do not merely turn over a new life. We begin a new life under the Master. A new life under the Master. And that should change every one of us if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. In Colossians 2, 6 and 7, it says, and now just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow Him. Let your roots grow down deep into Him and let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth. You were taught and you will overflow with thankfulness. With thankfulness. God is so good to us. But what's on the inside will come out on the outside. If it's good, it's going to come out. You're going to be able to go around and people are going to know, oh, I know that person. I could ask that person to pray for me. Oh, I could talk to that person in confidence. Oh, I would trust that person. But if it's bad, people will also see that too. So you got to know, if you're a Christian, if you're born again. Hallelujah. Father, we come to you this day, Lord, and we uplift your name and we give you all praise and all glory.
Lord,
God, you are an awesome God. We love you this day, Lord. We pray, God, that you would touch each and every person in this building, Father God. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be obedient to you. Help us, Lord, to show the love that you want us to have, Lord. Help us, Lord, to touch this world, Lord. Touch our families, Lord God. We love you today, Lord, and we give you all the glory and all the honor. Have your way.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Would you stand as we continue our worship this morning?
Alone in my sorrow and dead in my sin, lost without hope with no place to begin, your love made a way to let mercy come in. When death was arrested and my life began, ash was redeemed, only beauty remains. My orphan heart was given a name. My morning grew quiet, my feet rose to dance. When death was arrested and my life began.
Yes, amen.
Oh, grace so free washes over me. You have made me new, now life begins with you. It's your endless love pouring down on us. You have made us new, now life begins with you. Released from my chains, I'm a prisoner no more. My shame was a ransom he faithfully bore. He canceled my debt and he called me his friend. When death was arrested, my life began. Oh, your grace so free washes over me. You have made me new, now life begins with you. It's your endless love pouring down on us. You have made us new, now life begins with you. Our Savior is slain on a criminal's cross. Darkness rejoiced as though heaven had lost. But then Jesus rose with our freedom again. That's when death was arrested and my life began. Oh, your grace so free washes over me. You have made me new, now life begins with you.
just praise you. We've got a lot to be thankful for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for his resurrection power. Amen. Even the grave has lost its victory through Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. You may be seated. Don't forget all the good news that we have going on. I'll say it again. Make sure that you get a calendar. Because it's easier to look at the dates that don't have anything in the month of November and December. But keep your bulletin handy. Go ahead and use it for a fan. I know it's hot. Whiny crybabies. Wah, wah, wah. Thank God we have heat. It was 55 this morning in here. Oh, then I'd be cold. We're fickle creatures, aren't we? But as our usherette and ushers come this morning, thank you, ma'am. But I thank you for your faithfulness. Because of you, we're able to do certain things that we wouldn't be able to do if we don't have the cash. You know, you say, well, this is a church. No, it's a church / business. Because if you don't have a business mind, you get yourself in trouble. But that's why we have electric. That's why we have lights. Miracle cure. All right, keep it up. But it's your faithfulness in giving. Thank you so much. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you. We thank you and praise you. We know, God, today that you're truly wonderful. That, God, we know that we're not able to purchase anything, but you freely give to your church and to your children. We thank you, Lord, for this offering, for the betterment of the kingdom work. Bless it, sanctify it, anoint it. And God, accomplish what your word says it will accomplish. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. Worship the Lord in your giving, but also with
the sibling duet.
The sibling duet. I figured you'd have a name. And now the movie, folks.
I mean, I could do a little dance.
Just for your entertainment.
Walking through the fire, wrestling down my share of doubts. Some days it feels like I've been losing more than I have found. I won't tell you that I got it all together. You know me, then you know my faith has wavered.
You ask me how I know he's real. I can believe that he's still with me, in spite of how it feels. If you ask me why I trust him, when it feels like everything has come undone, all I can tell you is I've just seen too much. Even now I couldn't tell you I'm okay with everything. Yeah, I'd beg for something different. There's still so much I would have changed. But even in the midst of all the hurting, I've seen enough to know that he's still working. You ask me how I know he's real. I could believe that he's still with me, in spite of how it feels. You ask me why I trust him, when it feels like everything has come undone. All I can tell you is I've just seen too much
of his goodness,
too much
of his kindness,
too much
of his mercy that always follows me. I've seen too much
of his patience,
too much
of his faithfulness.
I can't believe he's any less than all he's been to me. So if you ask me how I know he's real. I could believe that he's still with me, in spite of how it feels. If you ask me why I trust him, when it feels like everything has come undone. You ask me how I know he's real. I could believe that he's still with me, in spite of how it feels. If you ask me why I trust him, when it feels like everything has come undone. All I can tell you is I've just seen too much. And I've just seen too much.
Would you stand with us?
Come on. Sing it.
Saturday was silent. Surely it was true. But since when has impossible ever stopped you?
Come on. Hallelujah.
Friday's disappointment is Sunday's empty tomb. Since when has impossible ever stopped you? This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the praise made the dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This
is the sound of dry bones rattling. Pentecostal fire stirring something new. You're not gonna run out of miracles anytime soon. Resurrection power runs in my veins too. I believe there's another miracle here in this room. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the place of the dead man walking in. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live, gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling.
Come on, you feel something stir? Hallelujah.
Just ask the man who was thrown on the bones of Elisha if there's anything that he can do. Just ask the stone that was rolled at the tomb in the garden what happens when God says
move.
I feel him moving now. I feel him doing it now. I feel him doing it now. Doing now, doing now. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the praise makes a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live, gonna live again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live, gonna live again. This is the sound of travel traveling. This is the praise makes a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live, gonna live again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live, gonna live again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live, gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling.
Come on, we can do better than that. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For I have heard you.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
As you have cried out. I speak to you this day with the power and the authority that my Heavenly Father has given me. I say to you, come, drink of this water, drink of the well that will not run dry. I will give you rest, I will give you comfort. I will give you peace, but you must step out and be obedient to what my Spirit speaks to you to this day. Hallelujah. The commandment of or the statement of the infantry, the sailor, the armor, whoever's in charge wants to hear. Locked and loaded. Ready for battle. I'm here, was the message this morning from God. Just simply come. Scripture says, cast your care upon me, for I care for you. Those are Christ's words. Christ loved you enough that he paid the ultimate price. Amen. In 1 Peter chapter 4, the very first verse where Peter writes, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, this one just sticks out. Arm yourself. It's your responsibility. I know I'm here to feed you, to tend to the flock of God, but it's still your responsibility. I can't make you drink water. I can't make you read the Word of God. I can't make you witness. I can't make you be obedient what God's trying to tell you to do. But he says through Peter, arm yourself also with the same mind. Christ already did it. He's already accomplished it with his mind. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Locked and loaded. The big question is, are you ready? Because the enemy doesn't give us a chance to go get prayed up. Or wait a minute, I got to learn more of the Word. The enemy don't stop. Even though that he's the loser in the matter. We're the victor because my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm full of Holy Ghost fire and power. I'm ready to go. I'm locked and loaded. How about you? Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us this example in your word. Now, Father, I just pray to see into your purposes today through the word, through the apostles' words, speaking your truths to us today, that yes, there are even truths still today, some 2,000 years after Christ. But the truth to get into our hearts, into our minds, and into our spirits today. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us your word and the example and the power of the Holy Ghost to anoint us and touch us, touch our minds and our hearts today to be receptive to your word. And Lord, we love you and we thank you. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. You may be seated together. Thank you, worship team. Praise the Lord, yes. Praise the Lord. Yes, God wants to be the God of small things. You say, that's not too small to me, not being able to read. But it's a small thing to God. Because all he did was speak life into existence. Amen. Locked and loaded, are you ready? The truce that I must share with you today is truce that will not fail you, let you down. If you use them, it's going to be the word of the living God. It's going to be the written word for us to devour, to internalize, and to get into our spirits. Amen. For you see in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 4, the Word of God says to us, rather let it be the hidden person of the heart. For you see, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Our brains are just like a computer. Garbage in, perfection out. Nope, that's not how it works. If you can continue to watch, listen, to do the things that you once did, they will eventually affect you. But if you want things to be better in your life, put good things in. Listen to good music. Let God speak to you through those songs. Amen. 1 Peter 3, 4, finish reading that one. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. Some of you, if things wouldn't go your way, you turn into a gnarly, scrappy. Just drive around Ashland for a while. Go out to Walmart for a while. Almost get run over 5 times by someone shopping for someone else. Yes, those are the attacks of the enemy. For you see, if it gets your anger up, your fur all tied up, he starts to win the battle. But God, through Jesus Christ, said, no, let it be a quiet and a gentle spirit in you. I don't know, Brother Bill might have a different version. But Sister Dina always just seems like she's always got it together. Plead the fifth, brother. Plead the fifth. But we all have times. But God said in His Word, let it be a quiet and gentle spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. Do you want to be known for your bad deeds or your good deeds? Amen. We can't seek to glorify the outward person. It doesn't matter if you take a pig and dress it up and put lipstick on it, it's still a pig. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 2. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. The truth today is still standing. He wants you to be holy, for he's holy. He wants to live a life in victory, not defeat, not the mully grubs, not the doom, despair, and agony on me. Amen. A man or a woman can no longer live life in the captivity of his flesh What'd Sister Karen say? Behold, all things become new. All things become new. Amen. And yes, that's the end of my introduction today, including last week. I told you I have a lot of word because it's not my opinion that matters. But what did verse number 1 of 1 Peter 4 say? Got too many papers. Arm yourself also with the same mind. Arm yourself also with the same mind. We must remember that if we forget about the truths of God's Word, how it's made an impact on us, we need to go back to the well. The invitation was here this morning. Come unto Him. He will give you rest. He will bring comfort to your life. And yes, I know things aren't too good. But I want to speak to you today just for a few moments about something I believe God's dealing with this pastor about. The armor of the cross. Paul the Apostle said, the only thing that I know is Christ and Him crucified. That's all that we need to know. That's all that matters to us. Christ on the cross said, it is finished, and what He did in the work is finished. Everything that we have need of today, still in 2025, is behind me. When was the last time you asked? When was the last time you knocked? When was the last time you searched Him out? The armor of the cross. You say, but the cross is just a cross. It was a tool, an instrument of punishment on Christ. Yeah, He took that willingly for you. That's how much He loved you. The armor of the cross is found there in 1 Peter 4, verse number 1. Also, Christ suffered for us in the flesh. We're to arm ourselves. Get ready for battle, because the battle is going to come. It might already be raging in your life, both physically, spiritually, mentally, whatever. There's a great contrast that is noted in the passage we read. Men who have been redeemed no longer live in a captivity of their lustful flesh, but in the power and armor of the cross. Peter here stresses the fact that our minds become weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for the pulling down of strongholds. What strongholds do you have going on? Don't beat him. That's my great-grandson. Gotta protect him. Right, Mama? The armor of the cross. Your mind is a weapon that you can use. Why? Because when things come to your thought pattern, come to your spirit man, into your heart, and it's contrary to what the Word of God says, the Holy Ghost will grab a hold of you and shake you. Sometimes He just needs to slap us. And yes, some of us need slap silly. And I didn't look at any particular person. except Sister Rebecca, because she was slapping somebody. That's what we need to do to the devil. Slap him silly. Yeah, that's right. Amen? Yeah. Take back what the enemy's trying to steal from you. Amen. Hallelujah. Weapons of warfare. When we're armed with them, with the wisdom and power of the cross behind us, we can accomplish anything and everything that God has set out for us to do. Amen. God is wanting to do a work in you as children of God, as me, as a pastor, as a shepherd. Think about this. Remember, this is written to a church that is under great pressure of persecution. Are we being persecuted today? Not really. But I believe God. I want you to turn with me. I want you to see this. I know Brother Paul puts it up there, but this is a computer program. In 1 Peter chapter 3, I want us to look at verse 14 and verse 18. But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you mean I got to suffer to be blessed? If you want the blessings that do not fall into corruption, yes, you have to suffer. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. Drop down a few verses to verse 18. For Christ also suffered for sins one time. He paid that ultimate price one time. He's still given us the victory through the resurrection of his mortal body. Amen. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit. He noted the sufferings of Christ and makes the connection to the disciples' own suffering. We don't have to go through what the disciples had to go through yet. There might come a day. But understand, God still got this. Arm yourself, 1 Peter 4:1, with the same mind, same attitude. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16 and also 19. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful Creator. Even if we die, in death we have victory. Let that one soak in. That's God's truth. Even though you might die, even in the death of you, there's life, eternal. It's a promise of God. Amen. We suffer at the hands of carnal men who are driven by a dark underworld of evil. How can someone walk up to someone on New York's city streets, come up from behind and shoot him twice in the back and kill him just because of his job, his connection to health care? How can Charlie Kirk be shot, blew a hole through his neck? But look what Charlie Kirk's life and example's doing now. We need to get the Holy Ghost baptisms flowing freely. Salvation and water baptism is first. Sanctification. You got to understand that this world is sick, full of evil. For we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this age. We got some wickedness going on, and God uses people for that. Carnal people oppose godliness. They fight against those who live godly. Find that holiness irritates the conscience, and they lash out with verbal attacks, with cruel words. Peter, though, he comes with the authority of the word and tells us that we will have to arm our minds with the mind of Christ. There's a lot of talk about gun control, but very few are talking about mind control. Philippians 2 and 5. Yes, 2:5. Says what? Did I not give you that one? It's one that I've already quoted. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What did Jesus say in the Word? He said, I don't do anything without the Father telling me. In the Pentecostal realm, we shoot from a hip and hope we hit what we're aiming at. We ask God to bless our garbage when we should say, God, what do you want me to do? Me to do. Not come up with some grand idea and let someone else do it. God's trying to raise up an army. You missed a good spot to say amen, Aaron. Peter also compares the arming of a child of God's mind to a Roman soldier putting on his armor. Newsflash. The armor of the cross is not an option. It's a must. It's a commandment that each and every one of his children need to do, is to put on the armor of the cross, because the armor of the cross will not let us down. When God says we're forgiven, we're forgiven. Thank God. Glad you could make it back. You think I don't notice, huh? I'm going to ask you to stand. I want to close with this thought. I talked a little bit about the armor of the cross. But I want to speak to you about the power of peace. Scripture says, peace that passeth all understanding. That's what a child of God can have. And we need it today. Amen. There's power in the peace of God. There's power in the peace of God. Locked and loaded. What does the roaring lion do? He runs his big flapper. That's all he's got left is to roar. Tries to scare his prey into freezing so his whole body can get to and attack it. But you know, a child of the king is the same way. The enemy is very hesitant to boldly attack a man of God or a woman of God who is armed to the teeth. Whatever it is, and the promise that God gave to the children of God, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Will not be successful. Absolutely not successful. Would you bow your heads? One thing that I know also is a man of God or a woman of God who is at peace with God will also be at peace with himself. We have great power given to the soul that has been converted. Power for what? Power over the enemy. Power over sin. Power over the flesh. Power over the lust of power. Greed. Angry. And any attempt that will try to destroy us. I know the Holy Ghost gave an altar service earlier, but I believe that today God isn't through. Say, Pastor, you're just doing that. No, I'd rather go eat dinner. To be honest with you, but first things first, the word says, arm yourself with the same mind that was in Christ. How's it going for you? Are you walking in victory? In the power of His might? Or are you just struggling along, trying to keep your head above water? God paid the price for victory in your life. So today, I'm going to say, come to the fountain that does not run dry. Come to this water. Come to this cross and kneel before it. Surrender to Him. give over all that you have, all that you are, and let Him be God and the Lord of your life. Is that you that I'm speaking to? Is that you that the Holy Ghost is prodding you, nudging you, asking you? Those aren't hunger pains in the pit of your stomach. That's the Holy Ghost dealing with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I've spoken the words that you've given to me. Now, Lord, I just ask that your word has been planted into good ground, not stony ground or rocky ground, thorny ground, bad ground, but good ground. Because, Holy Ghost, you need to bring the fruit out of people's lives. What you do internally shows externally. When we get saved, we become that beacon of hope to our community. Being the example of Christ to those that you place in our lives, Lord. If no one else comes up today, Lord, I've been obedient. Holy Ghost, now it's your job. In the wonderful name of Christ, we pray and we believe. Amen.